It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I've got a couple of guests today. I have Alexa Carlson, who's a barrel racer, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, and her mother, Lisa Carlson, with us. Alexa did something that hasn't been done by somebody in the region in a very, very long time, and we'll get to that as well. Now, for the folks out there that don't know you, and for the folks that do know you, Lisa and Alexa, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you guys hail from in the region.
Well, we live in Spiritwood, North Dakota, and we've got a cow-calf operation, about 250 head, as well as a feeder operation that we get feeders in for the winter and feed them. Alexa goes to Jamestown High School.
I'm 17 years old, and I barrel race during the summer.
You talk about the calf-cow operation. Horses are a big part of your family as well, and you've got an interesting story to share, too, about the horse that Alexa rides on. Tell the people about what happened, Alexa, the NFR. You qualified for nationals. Tell us about this.
We decided this summer that we were going to try to qualify for the Junior World Finals in Las Vegas in December. And Magnum, my horse, has been used for cow work on the farm.
Bought from Kiss Livestock, and we had her bred. And he's now 16 years old, and we've used him on the farm for cattle work. Alexa's done all kinds of things on him. She's jumped barrels and pulled sleds and done all kinds of things. But in 2020, one of our neighbors asked her to come along to a barrel race, and she took him. And I guess we found out that he's a pretty special horse. He's actually pretty fast, kind of sparked an interest in barrel racing for our family, and she's been doing local stuff around here, the NDHA and local races around the state. Until this year, she said she was interested in doing something bigger, and so we started looking into the Junior World Final.
I love that story with the horse. You guys thought, hey, you know, this is going to be our regular horse for doing other chores or whatever, and then all of a sudden you found out that the horse had a passion for barrel racing. That is, and was fast. I love that story.
Yeah.
And it was 16 years old. That's a great story. Alexa, tell us about how young you were when you got started with racing.
I was 15 when I first started going to those local jackpots and stuff, and been learning a lot ever since. There, you know, there's a lot to learn in every sport.
And you're also a pole racer, is that right?
Yep. We don't do as much of that because there's not as much pole bending around. So Magnum hasn't been around a lot of poles, so we were really happy with how well he did there too.
We were entering barrels anyways, so we just thought, well, we'll just enter him in poles. And he's a big horse, so he's not really a pole horse. It could either be really good or really bad. So either he's going to run it really fast and they're going to stand up, or they're all going to fall over. So he had a really good run.
So for those horse people out there, how many hands high is Magnum?
He's 16 hands.
he's a tall horse. That's good. That's great. Alexa, what was it like that you, once you figured out that you qualified for nationals, you must have been excited.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even believe it, really. Going into the poles were first, and we qualified for that, and I was just in disbelief going into barrels. And then after he ran that fast time, I mean, it was incredible.
What was his time?
14 final six.
Really good. Super good. That's great. Do you have any other events coming up? Obviously, you're pretty excited about reaching the NFR in Las Vegas. We can talk about that as well.
We went to four different events in order to qualify for that Junior World Finals. We started in Eaton, Colorado, and after that, we went to Salina, Utah, and also Rapid City, South Dakota, and then she qualified in Montana. But there's no races in North Dakota or Minnesota. There's 30 races across 17 states and Canada for this Junior World Final. And when she qualified, there was 43 girls from 10 states at Montana that she raced against.
Wow. That's really saying something, isn't it? That's great. To come out on top with those numbers, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Alexa. That's great, great work.
But as far as this month, we have Sherry Servey Youth Championship in Verndale, Minnesota. It's her going to be her last year for that, too, because next year she'll be 18, so she won't be able to compete in the youth finals. And they away saddles, and as well there's a junior American or a junior Patriot qualifiers that they're hosting there as well. So we're going to try to do that.
Tell us about how excited you are getting to Las Vegas in December.
It's going to be very fun. It's going to be a lot of work to keep them in shape over the winter, but we're very excited, and it's going to be a fun week going there during the NFR and seeing all that as well as running.
December 12th through the 16th in Las Vegas. So, well, we look forward to an update from you when you have them available. Okay, Alexa?
Yep.
Thank you very much for joining us today, ladies.
Yep, thanks a lot.
There is Alexa Carlson and her mother, Lisa Carlson, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley. They hail from Spiritwood, North Dakota. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on Alexa Carlson during the NFR barrel racing competitions as well. We'll hopefully have an update for you coming up after that event is done. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.